You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really grinds my gears?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the podcast on everything. Another episode, what really grinds our gears. I mean, every day I have something that grinds my gears. So I can't do an everyday episode. I should, but I can't. So we got to make these some special ones. Drew is with me. You just heard him on the presidential debates. So we always have things that really grind our gears. You want to rock, paper, scissors? Who goes first?
Oh, I do love rock, paper, scissors, dude.
Best of three, who does the one?
Who does one?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Idiot.
Damn.
So, wait, does that mean I go first or I get to choose? I don't know.
Like, something you
should
get to choose.
I'll go, I guess. I just was happy I won. I didn't think about the repercussions
after. Yeah, I'm asking, we both look like, so
what is this? This is actually nice moment. Oh, what did I say? Oh, it's mine. Oh, dude, yeah. So the tickets, dude. So like I said last episode, I just went to see Lynyrd Skynyrd in Atlantic City. And so, like, Live Nation, Ticketmaster, StubHub, all these, like, ticket places, like, I think the actual tickets themselves were $40. And yep. I got three of them, I think. I should have got up the actual price. I think it was, I want to say it was like $220 or something. And I'm like just looking at it, and I'm like, I'm not really sure how we got to this number. Because like I said, the tickets were like, all together were $120, and then you have the service fees. But I don't, no one's explained to me, and maybe there is a reason, and maybe I'm just overlooking.
Can you pull up a receipt? And
that's what
let's break down every bit of this receipt.
Dude,
so I think they've been getting sued right now.
They've been having a problem.
And I think Taylor Swift has been doing something about it.
T-Swizzle.
Yeah, because she's for the people.
What's your internet?
That one?
Yeah, you type it in because I don't want to know. Anyway, so the tickets were like $120 altogether. I forget what I want to say. It was like $200 sounds high. I think it was like $180 or something. But it's still like I think like each ticket is like $24 or $25 a piece, and then you have the taxes. And like I said, maybe no one's explained it to me yet. But I don't understand where the fees come from. How is it costing this much? For you to provide a QR code, I guess it would be. It's pretty much what it is. It's a QR code. And
yeah, do they send you physical tickets anymore?
No, that's not even an option anymore, which, like, I'm old school. Like, I like to play boys instead of watching porn, you know. fun stuff like that. But, it was straight. You can only get them online now through the website. And it's always the same thing, dude. It's you have to get the tickets, and you can't go anywhere else. Because, I mean, sometimes you can do, like, I think, like, some places who are private, like the Lancaster Music Theater and stuff like that, you can do, like, just direct to them, and you can get that. But most places you try to go, it's only these, like, it's, what do they call it? Monopoly. They have a monopoly on it, so you can only get it.
It's like the official partner, and that's how you get tickets. So we gotta see this receipt so we can break it down.
Dude, okay, here we go. So we're getting there now. It says, I don't like this number, but I think it just said 243 or something. That is.
Yeah, so break us down. So we'll say how many tickets you bought, what the price was, and then we're gonna try to see what percentage you're paying in just fees.
Dude.
But yeah, this has been a thing for what? A decade? And I think it's only getting worse. Like, I remember there's a service fee, which governments do now, and it's like a $35 service fee, and I'm like, all you're doing is computer, like, you're pushing a button.
No doubt the government does it. No doubt at all.
Like, what are we paying for? It takes literally 5 seconds for this automated thing to go through.
That's what I'm not kidding. I was lying in bed this morning, and I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to pretend to know everything under the sun or how everything works, but I'm like, I kind of feel like there's no reason for this. In my head, I'm like, I'm trying to think of a reason why it would be this way or that way. And, like, maybe, like I said, maybe I don't know the nuance to things of it. I'm like, maybe there's a reason. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't think there's a reason. I just don't understand why it has to be so much money. Okay, here we go. I got the password now. I have to I'm so bad with my password. I just use the same one, and then when I don't use the same one, I'm just thrown off. I'm so thrown off. But nothing makes sense to me anymore. Alright, so let's see the past events here. Linen Skinner. View order details. Okay, here we go. Linen Skinner, by the way, amazing every time I see him. You gotta love him.
Yeah, I've seen him. My buddy took me to a place in New Jersey to watch him. I think it was Susquehanna
Bank Center or something. Oh, yeah, it's now the Freedom Orchard. Okay, so I lied. This is how dumb I am. Yeah. The tickets were 60 apiece. I thought they were 30. Okay, so still, we're at 180. So you had 180 just for the tickets, and now we're at 253 total.
So how many? So 253.
That's like $70.
Yeah.
So it shows it here. So the fees show it. It's $4 order processing fee. Then it's a $4 facility charge times three. So for each ticket, it's a facility charge, and then it's a service fee for each ticket of $12.
Oh, for 12. So we got $33. So
you got 12, and then you got 36. So that's
so what? The facility gets $4.
For each ticket. So it's each ticket times three. So you got $12 the facility gets for the three tickets. So, and the service fee is 36. So it's 48 total in fees.
Yeah, and that's divided. And how much? So $60 a ticket?
Yeah.
So you're looking at... So it's like 26%.
Yeah.
You're paying one per ticket.
And what does the facility not get? What does the facility need? Shouldn't that be included in the ticket price? Aren't you paying to watch it there? What do they need? What's a facility charge for?
Yeah, so this is my assumption when you buy tickets. A percentage goes to the facility, percentage goes to the performer.
But yeah, exactly.
They all take their cuts, and then however the performer has to split it up among it, the person promoting it or whatever is their business.
That's what I would think, too. I would honestly like it more if they just made the ticket price the higher number and included it in there. Like, I'd respect that more. It makes no sense that it's a certain amount and then you have to pay for the services. The service should be included in the ticket price. That's what makes sense to me. But, dude, every time I buy tickets, I'm like, oh, these will be okay. And then it's always like $80 or $90 more, and I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. And then I'm just pissed off. But I mean, I'm never going to stop going to concerts, so it doesn't matter. But like, that's something that grinds my gears heavily. That's probably my most recent one, I guess.
So 26%. Where if they lowered it a little bit, is there a certain percentage that you're like, all right, you can?
I think I would be fine with like $6 or $8 a ticket. I don't. How much service fee do you need? It's all computerized. It's not like someone at Ticketmaster is taking my call. If that's like different, I'd be more inclined. But it's just I'm assuming it's a computer program where they click on it and then it sends it in a system and you send it.
And they might not even have to click on it. It could be all automated.
That's so what I'm saying. I would assume it's a system.
Yeah, it'd be great to call them and be like, hey, can you explain how the service fee works? Because I paid $36 for a service fee for three tickets that all came through the same order.
It'd be like trying to exchange.
Which almost the price of a ticket.
Yeah, it'd be like insurance companies trying to explain why they're not going to pay for your accident after you paid for like 12 years. It's like, well, the way it works,
you know, there's someone else in your community that, you know, they got an accident and
we can't do, we if we had to pay for everyone, we couldn't do that. It's,
then,
I don't know.
And Biden and...
we're like, in, you know, Obama and COVID, and we can't do that. And just
hurricane.
I would be fine. I don't want to pay for a facility fee because that should be in the ticket. And honestly, the service fee should be. I would say Ticketmaster's got to make something. Obviously, it's a business. That's how capitalism works. But I guarantee they're making money off the ticket anyway, though.
They should be getting a percentage from
off
the
ticket
that they
sell. Selling the ticket. Yeah.
Now, at the same point, are you guys paying for parking?
Yeah, you're paying $20 for parking everywhere you go, like $20, $25.
I feel like that's a facility.
Yeah.
Charge.
Yeah, well, that's if you, so Susquehanna Bank Center, the place you went, now it's Freedom Orchard, you go there, you buy the ticket, it's like $25 to park on the facility, too. So now you're paying however much, obviously it's one call, but you're paying $25, say I just went, I'm now paying, and I bought one ticket for $60, and say it's the same price, I'm now paying like $60, like you said, I'm now almost paying the price of the ticket for parking, a service fee, and a facility fee. It makes no... like I said, it's an honest scam. It's just like so much other things. It's a scam.
Yeah. And that's what grinds Drew's gears. But right now, what really grinds my gears are these pizza cutters that, you know, you get for like 10, 20 bucks and just roll them. I fucking hate them. Because every time you roll it, the cheese, like, gets in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Or pulls off the slice, yeah.
Pulls off, yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's been pissing me off so much. I honestly might have even brought this up before in an old Grinds My Gears.
I don't remember. That's a good one, though. Like, because it's made... I just used it the other day, and I was like, I hate these pizza cutters, because all they do is they just destroy my goddamn pizza, and I'm just eating... Basically, I got to take this hot cheese off of the middle and, like, break it apart and put it back so now someone else is getting a terrible slice. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's not convenient at all. And I've seen these better, I don't know if they're ancient. I don't know what they are, but these huge ass.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's what most
people use. And you just rock them?
Yeah. I was just going to say that. That's what they use is the, it looks like a machete, but it's two handles on the sides. And
yeah.
You roll it. I think that's what most places honestly do use, though, because I think that makes a better cut, obviously. But I'm the same way. I like DiGiorno. I like any frozen pizza. Mm-hmm. And like 10 o'clock at night when I don't feel like cooking, that's the go to. I think fresh cheddar is better to the meat. I think it's fresh cheddar. That's my opinion. That's an unpopular topic. But yeah, every time you slice it, and then the cheese pulls down with it, so then you just see the sauce, and you're like, what is that? There's no cheese. I got half cheese on this slice, and I got half sauce. So that I can totally agree. That
yeah,
is a...
and I have not brought that up, thank God.
It's like I had to look
at it. Like,
it's been pissing me off for years. But yeah, like I don't understand, like, how have they not just, like, taken them off the market?
Dude, they like, are it's, terrible. It's that terrible. Funny. That's funny, but I've never thought about that.
And then, if you have thicker crust, it makes it 10 times more difficult because you get like 80% of it and then you pull it off and then the little triangle tip just like stays and you're like, fuck, man. I can't go back and take that because I've got to be pulling it with my hand.
Dude, that is so
funny. And if you're at a party and they have that, it's worse.
That's so funny about that. I've never thought about that, but as soon as you said it, my mind immediately went to me the last time I cut pizza. Like, what the fuck is this? My like flashback Vietnam style. I'm like looking at the cheese is separate. Like, now I'm like, oh my god, this is real.
And when you do it in front of people, you feel like such an idiot because you're
sorry,
like,
man.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to work this device that apparently everyone else in the world knows how to work. And no one tells you, hey man, I got that same issue when I cut.
Dude,
cut my pizza. It's all right.
That's not.
No, they just stand there and look at you like,
yeah.
Come on, man, what are you doing?
That is something that's not talked about ever, and it's so true though. That is a huge issue. I'm the same way. I have two pizza cutters, and neither of them work. I do need to get, but that takes up a lot.
Are we supposed to like? Yeah. Are we supposed to like sharpen them? Is that?
I don't think. I think it's the pure force of you cutting down through pulls it down. I don't think it matters how sharp it is, right? I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe you're supposed to sharpen them.
But like, I feel like right as I pull it out of the package, it's already performing this bad.
That's true. I'm literally gonna buy a new one on the way home. I'm gonna get DiGiorno and
test it out.
And then I'm just gonna call you immediately. It's the same. It still does it. Screaming on
you buy it and then the back is like, before use, please sharpen. Please sharpen with this hard stone.
Dude, that's a really good point actually. But the machete looking things, like, that's too big to have in your house. Like,
yeah, I want to get one, but I'm just like, I got to like attach it to the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
It's massive. You can't put it in a drawer.
And I don't know if I can justify getting like a decent one, because I feel like that's something you have to get like a decent one and not a shitty Chinese one.
Yeah, and then you also got to think about what size pizza you get. If you're getting like an 8-inch, you get a smaller one. But if you're getting like a medium-sized pizza that's like 12 inches or something, like a DiGiorno, you gotta get one that can fit it. You don't want to rock it twice.
Yeah.
You want to do that one rock and be done with
one rock.
Because what happens if you miss that little cut?
Dude, I'll never get it back. It'll be so cut up.
And that's the other thing about pizza. It's like when you roll it back and you miss that pre-cut that you just did. And now you have like 5 or 6 lines that you've just done and you just keep destroying your pizza.
I am so uncoordinated. I would block once. I'd go to come back and it'd leave like a 16th of an inch. And I just have the smallest slice ever. Like, I'd never be able to get it back. And I'd do the same thing going back the other way because I tried to fix it. And just end up having little 16-inch slices of pizza.
Oh, yeah. Dude, and speaking of this, I'm definitely getting, like, one of those pizza ovens you see now that are like $100, $200. I'm getting one eventually.
Are they the countertop ones?
Yeah, I'm totally getting one that you can put propane on. I'm not doing charcoal. Charcoal just takes too long to heat up.
It's too much. It's doughy, too.
Yeah, it's just too much. Like, yeah, I like pizza like that. It's too much work.
I love pizza, dude. I love pizza. So that has got to be... I think pizza and wings have got to be my favorite by far. And pizza ovens, I just... Well, are you going to make your fresh dough and everything?
Because
I do not want to do that. I do not.
I think we'll buy some dough and do something that way. I'll just buy the ingredients and maybe cut up whatever toppings.
Is it cheaper that way, though? Is it, what are you getting it for? You like the, you think you're gonna like the taste of cooking it better yourself, or are you looking at more like cost efficient?
I think just cost efficient and just
is it gonna be
doing it with it? I think maybe over time it will be. Like if you eat, let's say you eat one
pizza, are you eating?
I mean, let's say once a month. Let's say you eat once a month. That's 12 pizzas in a year. That's not a lot.
No, but also then you have to. The problem is that cheese and that dough and everything isn't gonna stay good for that month though. So you're gonna have to buy it for one time every time.
Yeah.
That is the only thing I would think. I like the idea, don't get me wrong. I thought about it too, but I try to think about like things like that too, and the time. I value my time more than I value anything.
Opportunity cost.
Yeah, so like if I buy, so say I buy this, what is it, DiGiorno, actually I hate myself. DiGiorno is exactly $6.99. It's exactly $6.99.
Is it more expensive than Red Baron?
Yeah, Red Baron's not bad. The Screaming Sicilian's pretty good. Yeah. That's good, but I think like Fashetta and, DiGiorno, around $7, right? So, okay, so that's a $7, but then the pizza's there for you. All you gotta do is put in the oven. So now you're looking at, I would assume, what I would only assume is the overhead cost of buying the pizza oven. Then you gotta buy the dough. I don't know how much dough is, but you know cheese is expensive. So you gotta buy a decent amount of cheese. And then you gotta buy pepperoni, because I'll load that motherfucker up, dude. I have
problems. You don't even want to see the cheese, you just want nothing but pepperoni.
I'll tell you about that in a minute. And then you gotta buy the sauce too, and then you're not using a full thing of sauce too, so then you have sauce sitting there, and you have some cheese left over, but you can't save them. But if you're doing a couple of weeks, I bet it's cost efficient then. But I think if you're only doing, like you said, once a month, I don't know if you said once a month, but like,
once a month should be no less.
But yeah, so if you were doing once a month, I think that'd be a terrible investment, because like I said, you have to buy it every time. But if you're doing, maybe you do like, maybe you have like a long 2 weeks, because I think cheese lasts for 2 weeks, and yeah, no problem, I think. Like the bag cheese, especially now, because they have the preservative and stuff in it. I think you could do 2 weeks. If you did like two or three pizzas in a 2 week span, and like chilled out, and then same thing, you bought the ingredients, and then, because if you have them, you'll make them. If you don't have them, you'll forget about it. That's what I do, at least.
But if you had like a party.
Yeah, and you made a couple, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, and you make a couple. I mean, that would obviously cut it down.
Yeah.
Be like, how many parties do you want to have in a year?
Yeah.
Dude. But yeah, I see where you're going with that. But I'm like, obviously, if you don't buy
cool,
bigger and you buy in smaller, it's going to be a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
So I wonder how much it actually costs to do a pizza.
That's what I'm saying. Well, now with groceries being so expensive, I wonder how much it is for sauce, because pasta sauce is expensive. That's like a couple bucks, and especially if you're getting good stuff, and then pepperoni and meat, any meat's expensive.
Now, if you do enjoy making like your own stuff and working
then, with
your
hands, then who cares, price, right?
Yeah, like you probably can your own sauce and stuff like that.
If you did that, I think it's different, and then you'd be into making your own dough and stuff. But I just, my time, I'm like, me and my friend talk about all the time, like how much we value our time compared to everything else, like how much time you'll save by not making the pizza yourself. I mean, it's only a couple minutes, but then it ends up a couple.
I wonder if there's kits. Like,
probably, yeah, I bet
there is. And how much the kits are. Obviously, if it's more expensive than a freaking going to the store.
Chef Boyardee does a kit, but they use Parmesan as the...
That's a little weird.
Dude, it's actually really good. You ever had the Chef Boyardee pizza kits? It's delicious. Nice. The sauce is so good. I'm going to make one.
I've had the Joe Corby's, and that shit was amazing. You ever have those?
Have I had those? Would I live under a rock? Come on.
And then the dessert pizzas that they had, with like the blueberry.
I never had those. They didn't have them this year. I just bought them from my sister, because my sister's kids are in school, and I bought them.
Do I have to go through a school pizzas. To get them?
I think you do. I think you have to do... I don't think you can buy them outright. I looked at it a while ago. I don't think you can. But the breakfast pizzas are really good. And the normal pizzas are good.
Like the breakfast.
The breakfast... Oh, it's so good, dude. The next time you hear about it, the breakfast pizza is what I get all the time. It's so good. It's bacon and cheese, and it's like a... I don't know what kind of sauce you call it. Breakfast sauce is what we'll call it. But it's really good. But, I like I said, they have kits where you can make them. They're actually really good.
What I like about their pizzas, I don't need to use a pizza cutter for them. I just got my own, my own pizza. Of course, I gotta get like two or three of them.
Yeah, dude, that's a problem. Every time I make the breakfast pizzas, they're like a 6-inch, so it's like I have to eat two of them to be full. Although, like, now I've gotten old, I don't really eat as much, but yeah, I do. That's probably one of the best grind my gears I've ever actually heard from someone, I have to say. Dude, yeah, because it's like as soon as you said it, it immediately went through. Immediately went to feelings.
So it's triggering.
Yeah, dude, I was just like, as soon as you said it, I was like, there's fucking pizza cutters. Like, sick sons of bitches. Like, how dare they do that to my pizza?
I know, it's like, so true. Think about another product that is just shitty that people just keep buying and they don't have to update and make better. Dude. Like, and no one comes in the market and just destroys them. Like, I can't think of...
That's a really good one.
Like, this is a terrible product. That no one's like, I got a better product.
Why can't we make it better? Yeah, that is a good question. There's got to be, there's something that's got to be better. There's no way. I'm going to leave here and I'm going to be on the ride home and I'm going to think of, 10 of them. I can't think of any now.
That's the product was just so bad, someone just made a better one. And
the pizza cutter's got to be the number one by far. By far. It's not even, there's no way even close to that. That's a good one. I have to give you credit on that one, man. That was... elicited an immediate response from my emotions.
Well, thank you, but that's what grinds our gears. So, I'll see you later.
And that, people, is what grinds my gears.